Welcome back to WCRB in Concert with Boston Baroque. I'm Brian McCreath. It was several years after he wrote the music you just heard, the Kyrie and Gloria sections of the Mass in B minor, that Bach returned to the piece to create a complete setting of the Latin Mass text. But unlike that first part, it's hard to say what motivated him to do so. Our best guess is that, knowing it would grow to proportions that would be virtually impossible to use in a liturgical setting, Bach simply felt compelled to summarize all he knew and could accomplish musically as younger generations, that by the way included his own sons, looked past him to develop new styles and tastes. In other words, he wanted to leave his mark. And to carry that out in the second part of the Mass, he constructed a series of movements that puts the most crucial foundational aspect of Lutheran faith at the center, the crucifixion of Christ. It comes in the midst of a musical expression of what many people know as the Apostles' Creed, the statement of belief crafted sometime around the 4th century. As each phrase of that statement comes to us in separate movements, the sequence of textures form a musical palindrome, beginning with two choral pieces and followed by one for solo voice and another for chorus. Then the momentum slows, the volume drops to a hush, and the chorus sings that Jesus was crucified, died, and was buried. With the next movement, an explosion of light and energy symbolizes the resurrection and the beginning of that pattern in the opposite order. Single choral movement, solo voices, and two more choral pieces. But according to John Elliott Gardner, the author of Bach, Music in the Castle of Heaven, there's another way to look at that entire sequence. Look at it in three sections. The first begins with, I believe in one God. The second begins with, and in one Lord Jesus Christ. And the third, following the crucifixion and resurrection, begins with, and I believe in the Holy Ghost. Each of those three ends with a brilliant chorus with trumpets and drums, and as a group, they correspond with Martin Luther's three articles of faith: creation, redemption, and sanctification. In other words, Bach takes a foundational Catholic text and recasts it in the cultural and religious context of his own environment. Once again, here's the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, with soprano Kira Duffy, mezzo-soprano Jennifer Rivera, countertenor David Daniels, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and baritone Jesse Bloomberg. Martin Perlman conducts part two of Bach's Mass in B minor in concert from WCRB.
Oh, locutus est per prophetas, per prophetas locutus est. Locutus est per prophetas, locutus est per prophetas, per prophetas. Et unam sanctam catholicam et apostolicam ecclesiam. Sanctam catholicam et apostolicam ecclesiam et unam sanctam catholicam et apostolicam ecclesiam. Sanctam catholicam et apostolicam ecclesiam. Thank you.
The final chorus in J.S. Bach's Mass in B minor is a prayer for peace. And by using the same music that had earlier communicated thanks, Bach reflects a sort of devotional two-way relationship between the believer and the divine. We give you thanks, grant us peace. Martin Perlman led the chorus and orchestra of Boston Baroque in concert at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall. The soloists included soprano Kira Duffy, mezzo-soprano Jennifer Rivera, countertenor David Daniels, tenor Aaron Sheehan, and baritone Jesse Bloomberg. Remember, you can hear this concert again on demand when you visit our website, classicalwcrb.org. That's where you'll also find a link to the Boston Baroque box office to help plan your own trips to hear this ensemble. Coming up on Friday at New England Conservatory's Jordan Hall, concertmaster Christina Day Martinson and Martin Perlman, playing the harpsichord, join forces for some of the most fascinating chamber music of the Baroque, Bieber's Mystery Sonatas. And later in April, Martin Perlman conducts one of my own favorite operas, Handel's Julius Caesar. Again, for more information about those performances, start at our website, classicalwcrb.org. Next week on WCRB in Concert, Alan McClellan brings you an all-Beethoven performance by the Takash Quartet, presented by Rockport Music at the Shalin Liu Performance Center. And later in the spring, I'll hope you'll join me for a reconstruction of Bach's St. Mark Passion, performed by Emmanuel Music. Again, head to our website to see the entire WCRB in Concert broadcast schedule. This broadcast of Boston Baroque is produced by me, Brian McCreep, with audio producer Antonio Oliart-Ros. Our thanks to Martin Perlman, Miguel Rodriguez, and all of the musicians of Boston Baroque for making this broadcast possible. I'm Brian McCreath. Thank you for joining us for In Concert from WCRB, a part of WGBH Boston.